Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. Tonight is one of those special times when it's going to be me and my studio engineer, Anthony, talking about the last time we did a show. He came up with this really great topic. He said, you know, what does it mean to raise your frequency or keep your frequency high? What even is your frequency? And I thought that was such a great topic for a show that we decided we were going to do it. So, hi, Anthony.
Hi, Lisa.
So, thank you for coming up with this topic idea, because I think it's an awesome thing to talk about. I was really happy you brought it up.
Yeah, I've always been curious, like, what is a frequency and how do you maintain it?
Well, I think it's one of those words that, you know, because I do a lot of energy healing work and I've been teaching Reiki for 20 years and I teach in this energy medicine school, you know, mm-hmm. and frequency is one of the things that we talk about a lot, you know, and if you're in kind of that world of new age or energy healing, you're going to hear that term. But What it really means to me is that we all have a unique kind of energy. It's called the energy signature, and it means that we're vibrating at this very particular frequency that is unique to us. And it's an interesting thing because people, we know unconsciously, we're always reading each other and evaluating each other and sensing this about each other, whether we know it or not. And we get that kind of like when you take an instant like or dislike to somebody, we even say, oh, I really like that person's vibe, right? Mm-hmm. I really like their vibration, you know, and we tend to like people when we have a harmonious, compatible frequency. And when the frequency is disharmonious or not, isn't resonant, then we're like, oh, I can't resonate with that person, you know? So we really understand instinctually that we have this. And I feel like a lot of times, like our greeting rituals, like when you shake somebody's hand,
right,
you really get like an intense feeling of their, like you're doing a full-on unconscious read of their vibration, of their frequency, and evaluating it.
Okay. I mean, what's the difference between that and they got moist palms and a limp handshake, like they didn't maintain eye contact, you know?
I think it's all part of that. It's all part of, you know, all of our senses, like all of our sensory apparatus. So we're, you know, how they smell, what they look like, you know, how their hands feel, like that sensory and information. Mm-hmm. Is going in. And I actually love the old term ESP, extrasensory perception, because I feel like people who are considered psychic, I just put air quotes on that. You can't see that because this is radio, but psychic, actually, and I am too, you know, that's sort of how I define myself. But what happens with people that are psychic are we are accessing more of that sensory information. We're processing more of it. You know, so you're going to take in that person's what appearance, you know, feel, smell, and the frequency, and based on all of your senses, decide how you feel about that person.
Right. Okay. Makes sense. So,
yeah.
But what is it? What is frequency? Because
it's really an energy wave. If you hook yourself up to, and we can do this actually with your voice, you know, you can run your voice through like an amplitude meter, or kind of like a toning thing, the kind that you tone your guitar or an instrument to,
mm-hmm.
and that meter will register the frequency of your voice. In that case, it registers it at it'll tell you that my voice tends to be G sharp.
Okay.
You know, or we can look at that kind of frequency through photography. Like if you have like your aura photographed or Carillion photography, where it's a light frequency, you know, but it's basically light. It's, you know, light and sound energy, I think, vibration, you know, so, and I think that it's based on the fact that we have an electrical current running through us. Do you remember in the movie The Matrix when the aliens like capture all the humans to take the electrical charge out of them, turn them all into batteries?
Yes, they turn them all into batteries.
Yeah, because we have an electrical charge. Our muscles are piezoelectric, so when we move, our muscles create like a small electrical charge. There's electricity running up and down our spine through the nervous system, and that electrical charge has an amplitude or frequency to it that's unique to each person.
Okay. Kind of gives me an idea of what frequency is. What does having high or low frequency feel like?
There's definitely this idea that we're supposed to raise our frequency and having a high frequency is good, and we're supposed to lower our frequency and having a low frequency is bad. And I think that we would feel that in terms of how much vitality we have, you know?
Okay.
So I think that you're a person that has a high level of vitality. So high, and I am too, actually. So a lot of energy, like I don't need very much sleep. I have physical stamina. So it's like stamina, vitality. When we have high energy, we just have a lot of life force.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense? And having a lower frequency, lack of vitality, exhaustion, fatigue, when we have high frequency and high voltage in our system, so that our frequency is high, like it's like a high note on the piano scale, and we have a lot of it, which would mean like that it's played really loudly, like the note is, we turn the stereo up loud, then we generally have health, we feel good, we can accomplish things, our physical body is working well. And when we don't have a high frequency, you might be sick, tired, depression, illness, fatigued.
It's going to affect your mood too then, right?
Like yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be irate and ornery if you've got a low frequency as opposed to optimistic and happy with a high frequency.
Yeah, and I think depression, and it's really interesting. There's a book called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. It's a fabulous book to read. And in that book, he was a science guy, and he used like a way scientific measuring to measure the frequency, the hertz of different emotions, you know? And he'll tell you like this frequency, this emotion has this number of hertz to it, you know? And he listed them and, you know, by the lowest and the highest emotions, you know? And shame and self-hatred were the lowest, and like love, joy, and compassion were the highest. So we can kind of increase the frequency that we have or increase our vibration by feeling like spending more time feeling some of those higher octave feelings.
So it's kind of a silly question, but why do we want a higher frequency? Because I feel like you just kind of touch base on that, but I feel like there's more to it.
Yeah, I think it ties in a little bit. Like here's what occurs to me. There's a lot of reasons why. So we want vitality. We want health. We want to be happy. We want, you know, we want all those things. We don't want to be depressed. But there's also this other interesting way that frequency helps us create in our lives. So a lot of times in my practice, I get people asking me questions about like relationships, for example. It's sort of my number two question. People come in and for psychic reading a lot asking, the number one question is, what am I here for? What's my life purpose? And the second question is relationships. Why can't I get somebody, or why do I have the person that I have? You know, how can I improve my relationships? Why can't I find one? And I think when we come to the law of attraction, and it doesn't have to be relationships, but it can be about attracting anything what into our lives. What happens is we have this vibration. We have this resonance that goes out into the world like a ripple, like a wave. It goes out into the world, and then the world will respond back to us based on that frequency. So if you have, for example, like you're resonating kind of like I'm not really worthy of love, I feel like I don't deserve that love or to be treated well, that's kind of a resonance that comes out from us. And we tend to attract somebody that will, through this law of attraction, so law of attraction is based on this idea of resonance, that we will attract somebody that will treat us that way. So you get somebody that doesn't treat you very well, or that, you know, treats you like you're not worthy or deserving of love. In the sessions that I do, people will say, well, how do I get a better relationship? And I'm like, change your frequency. Change what you're resonating out, so that if you're resonating out like a higher frequency, you're resonating out a lot of love, you know, that you really deserve love and you love yourself, you will attract back to you that kind of thing. So one of the really good benefits about thinking about all of this kind of thing is if you want more money or you want a better relationship, often terms, especially in the relationship, people have this idea that we have to change something outside of us. If I just pick the right dating app, I'll find the right person, you know, how do I stop the pattern of always attracting people that don't treat me well? I'll just pick a better dating app, you know, and that it, changing the outer behavior doesn't work. We have to change. We have to do inner work. We have to change the inside of us. And then that changes our frequency. And we resonate out, and naturally that will bring us a different effect. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. Like, you're going to receive back whatever you put out into the universe. Yeah. And if that happens to be negative, then you're going to perpetuate that within yourself. And if it's positive, then, you know, if you put love, peace, and kindness out into the universe, then that's what's going to return to you, I think, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and we can think about that in terms, and I see that as literally this resonant wave of energy that comes out of you. That's that when we can make it higher, we have a higher frequency, we get a better outcome, and that's kind of how it ties into the law of attraction.
That makes sense. So, what are some things that might make your frequency low?
Mostly. We sort of start with the problems that we have, unhealed wounds, unprocessed trauma, emotions that we don't handle, you know, and all of us have like difficulties in our childhoods or in our past lives or whatever, wherever your difficulties are coming. When we don't work on that stuff, and especially if we have severe trauma, if we've had severe trauma, it's very, very important to clean that up, get some healing work, go to counseling, get an energy healer, whatever, you know, body work, whatever we need, because that is the single biggest thing that you can do, that you have, that's going to lower your frequency. And then I think it's usually pain, you know, it's emotional pain, physical pain. And because people have such a hard time dealing with that, on top of that, they kind of pile on bad behaviors. So you don't, when you don't feel well on the inside, you might have depression, you might have anxiety. And then you're going to add things on top of there, like addictions, drinking, drugs, that kind of thing tends to really, really drop our frequency a lot. And I see people go into kind of a negative spiral, like a negative downward, you know, where they're dropping their frequency. You add in there, maybe you don't sleep very well, because sleep is something that really can impact this. You don't eat well, you eat terrible food, or too much, too little, not the right, like a lot of heavy processed foods, that's really going to lower your frequency. Then you watch a lot of TV, you don't get off the couch, you don't really exercise, and you're sort of swimming in a sea of depression, anxiety, pain, whatever, bitterness, guilt, fear, and then you do more of those behaviors, that's really what will drop your frequency.
Okay. So it's a self-perpetuated thing. Like we were talking earlier about, you know, whatever you put out in the universe is what comes back to you. And a lot of things like substance abuse and things like that, it's self-medicating a deeper issue that might not necessarily have been, you know, taken care of or really released, as far as, you know, you had this personal trauma when you were younger and that's kind of been your sense of identity since then, and you've hated the world, and so you've given all of this negative energy out into the world, and so it just perpetuates and continues to build into what is now your very low frequency.
Right. And then, you know, sort of our attitudes can really impact it. So having an attitude of hatred or fear, you know, holding grudges, not forgiving people, violence. Violence is an incredible problem here. And I also think that one of the things that really impacts our frequency, whether it's for the positive or the negative, is like, it's not only what we eat, but it's also what we consume with our minds. So what you're watching on TV, what you're reading, what kind of books you're listening to, you know, the news station, you know, we could really load up on negativity,
right?
Can't we, on those things.
Okay, so let's flip the coin. Let's talk about how we raise our frequency. What makes it higher?
Well, you know, I always say it's sort of like living a nice, clean life. Mm-hmm. Like living a wholesome life is a kind of a good way to think about it. I think the number one thing we can do is clean up any lingering trauma. So clean up the wounds, clean up the, you know, get some therapy, go to counseling, get body work, energy work. And I feel like when we have trauma, and especially the worse the trauma is, we really have to kind of approach it along a few different pathways, you know. So regular traditional counseling or psychotherapy is definitely useful and important. And it's not enough to do the whole thing. We also often have to bring in the body. So to do body work, massage, cranial sacral work, deep tissue massage, myofascial release, sort of these, because we hold that stuff in the tissues of the body, and we need to release that directly from the body. And then we need spiritual work, energy work. So I might be Reiki. There's, you know, IET, emotion code. There's so many different kinds of really beautiful energy work available. And that might include past life work or spiritual counseling of some kind. So we really have to deal with it, mind, body, spirit, emotions, and making sure we're handling our stuff on all those levels. And once we get a track on that, living a nice, clean, healthy lifestyle. So breathing a lot of fresh air, getting exercise, you know, eating a clean diet, getting plenty of sleep. I feel spiritual practice or having a strong religious life. So whatever suits you, maybe if you're a churchgoer, go to church. If you are a meditator, do meditation, do yoga, you know, practice Tai Chi, whatever, being out in nature is an incredibly healing, it's incredibly good for your energy field and for raising your frequency. So go hug a tree, go lie in the grass, go run around outside, you know, that kind of thing is also, you know, and I think it's a bit, I was just thinking about this the other day, that it's kind of a miracle the way our world is right now, because we have these things that are available to us that back in the day, they were like technologies, methods that were very secret and only really, really special people. You'd have to like climb to the monastery in Tibet and knock on the door, and maybe the lamas would let you in and teach you the meditation, Reiki, energy healing, you know, breathing, exercise, pranayama, qigong, you know, yoga, right?
Okay.
And now these things are on every street corner.
Yeah, it's pretty saturated in our culture now.
Yeah, that's a miracle to me. Like that's incredible that we have access to this, and any of those things are incredibly powerful at raising your frequency.
Mm-hmm. So from what you just said, it really all starts with your personal self mental health check. What is causing me to put this negativity out there, whether it's a personal trauma, some memory that you have that you haven't come to terms with, something is bothering you to continue to release negative energy out there, and because of that, it's a self-perpetuated thing that causes you to maybe self-medicate or continue that downward spiral. So if you start with yourself and heal that aspect of yourself, then you're on the right track.
Yeah, and it doesn't all have to be hard, because I think that one of the most powerful things we can do to lift our frequency is to play.
Yeah.
Is to have fun. And, you know, and that's so overlooked in our culture. We have such the culture of doing and, you know, running around like crazy people and overworking, you know. So play, fun, and also creative pursuits are extremely powerful for this.
So I've heard this term energy givers. Can you talk about what an energy giver and what an energy taker is?
Yeah. So this is kind of a topic that I've been thinking about a lot. And when we talk a lot about, you know, frequency, you'll hear the word like energy vampire thrown around a lot. Oh, well, don't be an energy vampire, right? And I had this thought the other day that some people are naturally energy giving and some people are naturally energy taking. And it made me think again about electricity and current. And I think the world is sort of divided equally between these two. And I had this sort of feeling that we don't have to be judgmental or negative about it. It made me think about like people that have an extra proton and people that need one, you know, people that have an extra electron and people that need one, you know, and when there are just some people that are more naturally energetically charged, have extra and want to give. And there are other ones that are negatively charged. They are missing one and they want to take. And that's how like electrical current moves. We have one stream of positively charged and one stream of negatively charged. That's how electricity moves. And also inside of that, that's what creates chemistry or attraction.
Right.
And it actually creates current, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you're an energy giver, we have to learn. And I'm like in that category. My suspicion is you are too. We have to learn how to say no and set boundaries and decide when we're going to give.
Yeah.
Not overgive, because overgiving, if you're an energy giver, is going to lower your frequency, right?
Okay.
And if you're an energy taker, if you tend to be needy, if you're, you know, high maintenance, I don't know, those all sound kind of negative, but if you're just in that state where you're like that, your job is to learn how to self-source. So learn how to kind of connect with nature or fill your own tank in a way, and kind of take care of yourself. So we both, the energy givers and the energy takers, need a little work. You know, we have to learn how to say no and not overgive. They have to learn how to sort of take care of the energy takers, how to take care of their own stuff.
Right.
And at the same time, it's sort of what makes the world go round.
Absolutely.
It's what makes relationships. They tend to partner, by the way. So you'll probably pick a partner that's more whatever opposite you are. And in our partnerships, we have to find that balance. But when we have that's what creates chemistry, electricity, currency between people. So I don't know. That's my thought.
Makes sense. It's good stuff. I feel like we could continue talking about this for another half hour.
I know, but sadly, we're out of time.
Mm.
So I wanted to thank you for bringing up this topic because it was really fun to talk about. And if you guys want to learn anything more about this kind of stuff, come visit my website, lisacampion.com. And I wanted to thank all of you guys out there in Empower Radio Land for being with us tonight.